All right. Welcome back. This is Russell Cox with the Authors Village and now the up-and-coming Web 2.0 community and business village and the Make It Happen training. And so there's a whole new section. I haven't quite come up with an overarching name for this new work other than the complete Web 2.0 community and business. So this half of the call is about Web 2.0. What is it and why should you care? So most of you on this are on this call because you're an author, but this part is going to be focused on anyone. You could be a small business marketer. You could be a small business owner. Basically, the Web 2.0 piece is if you've got a message to get out there, it could be a sales message. It could be a public service message. So it could be selling almost any product. It could be, let's see, who are going to be my standard examples? My standard example that has been around for a long time is Meow Prince and my client Deline, who would like to save cats and teach children to love each other because they love cats as well. Another favorite topic is probably going to be My Day Office. It's a really good example of someone who's got a great product, which is this office space in downtown Seattle. And so she rents out, you can go there and hang out in the meeting area, the lobby area, so there are just tables set up and coffee and popcorn available to members. So you can meet up and just have some meeting space. You can rent computers. You can rent office space. You can rent meeting rooms. So it's a cool little rental office space. But it's set up as a community. So most people are going to have a monthly membership, and then they're going to go use the space as they need it. And they're going to rent the extra space as they need extra space, and then they're going to use different elements of the thing. But the key piece is right now, that's a business. It's a physical location with a monthly membership, and most people think of that as she's got a business. What we're going to be talking about here is how would you wrap a Web 2.0 internet community around that business? Huh. And how would she enhance her marketing of that brick-and-mortar business, that physical space, because she's woven the people, the renters, into a community, not just a client list? That's a key element of the whole Web 2.0 community piece. All of the other internet marketers, for the most part, that you're going to listen to or talk to, people who want to sell you their $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 internet training classes, most of those folks are talking about building your list and monetizing your list. What I'm talking about in the Web 2.0 community is building your community and capitalizing your community. Whether that's a community of cat lovers who are interested in cat rescue, or it's a community of people who would like to have temporary office space in downtown Seattle, or whether it's a community of people who want to read your book and want to come to your workshops or hear you speak as an author. So there can be many, many different core communities, reasons people have come together in a community. But the Web 2.0 community and business community is, so the Collective X site is going to be a free community that's going to talk about what is Web 2.0 and why does it exist and why do you care. Then there will be paid versions. There'll be the Authors Village and the Trainers Village, the Small Business Marketers Village, lots of special purpose training villages built on top of the Web 2.0 community. So the Web 2.0 community is the free part of this. Then there will be some paid villages that you can join to learn more and more detail and get more detailed training. And then the top tier is the Make It Happen, build your complete Web 2.0 community and business in 10 weeks. That's a 10-week training program that I'm putting together with several other folks, and that will be, you know, $5,000 retail price. There'll be lots of different ways to get it for a lot less than $5,000, but it will always be the top tier training program. And if you're out there as a marketer or a small business person, your job is going to be to figure out how to build your community and how to build your monthly subscription communities, like the My Day Office, where there's a monthly fee to be a member of her physical community so that you can go there and rent desk space from her, or a monthly subscription to be part of the internet community. So you've got some core reason for people to come to you. You've got a business. It's a physical business. You've got a restaurant, or you've got a small business, you are an editor or a copywriter, you have My Day Office, you want to save cats or teach children to love cats, you've got some reason why people would join you on your quest. How do you use Web 2.0? What is Web 2.0? So if you haven't listened to the other part of this call, let me remind you or tell you a little bit about what Web 2.0 is. What Web 2.0 is, Web 2.0 is this nickname for the modern Internet. And what it really distinguishes is that the modern Internet is interactive. For those of you who were playing with the Internet back in 97 and 2000, 2001, most of the websites back then were essentially static. You posted a bunch of web pages and people went and read them. The main key was that you had an author. Even for sites like CNN or the Wall Street Journal, you had an author. You had professional authors writing content and posting it to the Internet. And readers basically read. If it was like the Wall Street Journal or CNN, maybe there was a paid subscription and you paid for the privilege to read some of the content. Some of the content was free. Some of the content was paid or had advertising. But fundamentally, the content was written by professionals and read by the audience. In the Web 2.0 world, the audience does almost as much and often more writing than does the core author. So whether it's your MySpace page where you put up your profile and a little bit of a blog and 1,000 other people comment about your blog, those 1,000 other people are typically doing more writing about you than you're doing writing about yourself. That's the trick, is getting what they call user-generated content, getting your audience to do more writing than you do. That's the real trick, because when you do that, you unlock the power of Web 2.0. And the power for Web 2.0 in marketing is that it can reduce your marketing expenses. If you're a small business and you need to get people to know about your business, whether your business is saving cats or getting people to come and do their meetings in your hourly business rental meeting space, whatever your business is, your job is to get your message out there, get people to know what you do, and for the people who like what you do to come and buy what you do. That's your message. And by creating a Web 2.0 community around your business, around your community, you can then create a business. And what the main key is, by creating a community and capitalizing your community instead of monetizing your list or spending money on advertising and hoping against hope that with a few million views, somebody will notice and actually read your ad and figure out what it is you're trying to sell. Those are the old ways of trying to sell stuff. In the capitalizing your community, you automatically get certain things. Your marketing costs can be reduced by as much as a factor of 10. You get a 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you have a focus group. If you have 100 people in your users group, one of my clients wants to sell exercise equipment to chiropractors to help them expand from just doing chiropractic into becoming a wellness center. So that his clients, right now, they're focused on chiropractic, but maybe a couple of years from now, they do chiropractic, they have these intense exercise equipment, they have something like Isagenics detox programs, or a variety of other different wellness programs. So people come to them now for multiple wellness solutions, not just a chiropractic adjustment. Those are the kinds of things that become available when you create a users group. You have your initial product, a chiropractic center. You've got 100 clients who come to you for chiropractic adjustments. In the old model, you were done. You topped out at $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, or whatever you could squeeze out of your 10 or 15 minutes with your chiropractic clients. Once you booked out the time, all of your time for your day, you were done. In the Web 2.0 world, in the capitalizing community world, you don't have a book of 100 clients. You create a community of 100 clients. And now you treat them as a 24/7 focus group, and you ask them, why do you trust me? Why did you choose me to be your chiropractor? And what else would you like to know? I'm a healthcare professional. I've discovered that doing a detox regimen is a key element of being healthy in the modern world. We all are exposed to all kinds of pollutants in our food, in the air, in the water we drink. We all need some sort of detox regimen. Here are three that I've experienced and I recommend. Which one do you think would be interesting? And would you like to buy them from me or someone else? I've discovered that we're all much too sedentary. The main reason people have back pain and come to me and pay me so much for these adjustments is because they don't get enough exercise. Well, here's this new whole body vibration machine where you can get an hour's worth of exercise in 15 minutes. And it really works. I use it as a medical device in my chiropractic practice. You can take the home device home. Here's the $12,000 medical device I use in my chiropractic practice. Here's the $800 home equipment that you could use yourself if you wanted to, and you could be getting the equivalent of an hour's worth of exercise in 15 minutes. And that's more than enough for you to remain healthy. Not enough for you to become an Olympic athlete, but more than enough for you to no longer be a couch potato. You come to me for the basic pain assessment and adjustments. You do the whole body vibration. You do an occasional detox program. You take a handful of these vitamins. You're going to have a wellness program. Would you like that from me? It is beginning being able to pool together information and becoming a trusted source to your audience. That's the Web 2.0 community and business. Whatever you do, you sell desk space by the hour in downtown Seattle. You're walking distance from the ferry. You are walking distance from the art museum. You are walking distance from 20 restaurants. Your job is to know, what are you walking distance from? Your job is to know if somebody wants to come and do a two-hour workshop on a Tuesday afternoon in Seattle, your job is to know the ferry schedule and the bus schedule and what restaurants have specialties. And your job is to be able to tell somebody where they can eat. And, oh, by the way, here's a coupon at this restaurant and that restaurant. Your job is to walk the five blocks around your restaurant and weave all of those business providers into a community so that you've got discount coupons for every business within walking distance of your desk space. Your job is you've got 100 people who are renting desk space from you. Your job is to weave those 100 people, get them to join your Collective X community the way you have joined my Collective X community. Almost everybody on this call found it through the one Collective X community or another. So you join my Collective X community. My job, if I own desk space in downtown Seattle, is to get you to know who else is renting space from me. Who could you tap? You need a graphic artist. Guess what? There are three graphic artists who rent desk space from you. If you want to hold a meeting, you're already members. You already use the same space. Come and meet up and talk to the graphic artist. You need an ad writer. Well, there's five ad people who rent desk space here. You need a lawyer. There's three lawyers. You've got 100 people renting desk space from you. That's a Rolodex. You've got 100 businesses within half a mile of you. That's your Rolodex. Your job is to weave those people into a community and get them talking to each other. You do that on the internet and you do that in the physical world if you've got desk space. If all you've got is an idea, if you're an author with ideas, 16 things you should do when you're coming to the end of your life. It's just ideas, but you've got workshops, you've got workbooks, you've got many other things. So bringing together the healthcare professionals, hospital professionals who deal with, who need to know the 16 things that their clients should do. So again, as a Web 2.0 professional, if you want to create a community and a business around your community, what you do is you become an expert at something. And then you attract around you other experts. So you get paid the most teaching other experts how to do what you do. So if, what's a good example? So for like the cat rescue woman. So she, what she wants to do is rescue cats and make sure that cats are well taken care of. She's going to have thousands and thousands of people writing funny cat stories on her website and in her blog and commenting on her community. But she could get paid doing professional training for how do you do fundraising for a cat rescue. She could get paid in how do you use cats to work with autistic clients. How do you use cats in a hospice setting? How do you use cats in an adult elder care community? She could get paid for teaching professionals why having cats in your environment is a good thing. And she could probably get paid for teaching people how to deal with allergies. How do you get paid? How do you deal with cats when it's a bad thing? There are lots and lots of ways where she could deal with professionals and get paid for her knowledge about cats, even though 90% of the people come to her for the free stuff. The free funny stories about cats, the free pictures of cats. And then, oh yeah, they go to her website where they can buy scrapbooking materials to create scrapbooks about cats. She gets paid for that. So your job as a Web 2.0 person is to figure out what are you an expert at? And it doesn't have to be a serious topic. You could be an expert at knitting. You can be an expert at cats. It can be an expert at balloon animals. That's the joy about Web 2.0. The Web 2.0 model is that it is cheap or free for you to find an audience of 10,000 people. You can begin blogging about almost anything. And very quickly, and by quickly I mean 3 to 6 months. So not a day, not a million people overnight. But if you start posting 2 or 3 blog entries and 2 or 3 articles every week, in 60, 90 days, you're going to have thousands of readers. And if you point all of those readers to a Collective X-like community, in 60, 90, 180 days, you're going to have a few hundred people in your community, in 2 or 3 communities. So now you've got a couple hundred people in a free community and 50, 30 people in a specialized community that may be paid or may be free, but they're specialized. Now you've got an audience. And the question is, what can you sell them? If you're an author, you start asking, how would you like me to tell my story in such a way that you would pay for it? Do you want me to be a keynote speaker? Do you want to buy the audios of my book? Do you want to buy my book? Do you want to come to a workshop? You find lots and lots of ways to take these thousands of interested and hundreds of very interested people with whom you've built a community. You've built a community around your ideas. And from that community, you can build a business. Because once you have that community of people who trust you and like your ideas, now you can unlock Web 2.0 marketing. And how do you do that? There are a couple of key pieces of Web 2.0 marketing. The integral piece is the Web 2.0 audience, the Web 2.0 community, and the Web 2.0 business. And there are questions of how do you do each of those things. And there will be free content on the Web 2.0 community site, and there will be paid content in the Author's Village and other of the paid pieces. But if you go to community and business, all one word, communityandbusiness.collectivex.com, or you click on the link to that community based on the page for this recording, so basically all of you are listening to this recording, and there's a link down below that tells you where you can find this community. Go to that community, and you're going to see that there are forums set up for the Web 2.0 audience, the Web 2.0 community, and the Web 2.0 business. And so we're going to talk some about that. But what happens is what Web 2.0 gives you is the ability to create a community around your ideas, and it costs you little or nothing to set up a blog, it costs you little or nothing to do article marketing, it costs you little or nothing to create a Collective X community. So with nothing but time, posting a few articles and a few blogs, maybe doing a few bridge calls like this one, you can collect a global community of thousands of people. That's enormous. And so the trick is, now you've got thousands of people. What if that unlocks is the 24/7 focus group? What that unlocks is festival marketing. Festival marketing is this idea that you throw a party. You host a festival. So you're going to have 5 bands come and play over a 2-day weekend at some park or some stadium. You pick who are going to be the 5 bands who are going to play. Are they going to be bluegrass bands? Are they going to be rock and roll? Are they going to be jazz? Are they going to be classical? You decide what music is going to play. And so you put on a festival. That's what you've done with blogging. You said, if I put on a party and I invite these 5 bands to come play, would you be interested? And thousands of people all over the planet have been reading your blog and reading your article saying, if you could tell me about that, if you could tell me about cat rescues, I'd like to know. If you can tell me about inexpensive office space that I can rent by the hour in Seattle and 100 other people who use it and 100 other businesses that are available within walking distance from there, I'd like to know more about that. I'm coming to Seattle to visit, and I need a place to hold my meetings for a day. And everybody's got to go eat lunch. I want to know a good place to go have lunch. And while I'm there, I want to get my brochures printed, and I want to make sure that I've got 100 brochures sitting on the desk when I get there. What printer should I use? What graphic artist should I use? What's the bus schedule? Where should I have lunch? You can answer all of those questions for people in your community. Everybody is an encyclopedia on something. And that's what Web 2.0 is about. What is your natural skill? What do you automatically already know an awful lot about? And then the first goal is to find, I just had a call with a guy today. He did brilliant work, and he does this. He's really good at getting people together and doing marketing and sales for them. He's just naturally good at it. People just like listening to him, and he can get a group of people to come to lunch. He can draw a crowd. That's really hard for the rest of us. That's almost impossible. I've been trying to figure out how to do that for years, and I've only done it occasionally. So the idea is, you're naturally good at something. One of the tricks and one of the reasons to join a community like the Web 2.0 community is you actually probably don't know what your best skill is. You're really good at something, and you're so good at it, you think it's easy. And it comes so naturally to you that you assume everybody else thinks it's easy too. But guess what? It's not. One of the reasons to join a community like the Web 2.0 community is to have other people point out to you what you do, what part of this problem do you solve really naturally? What do you do that everybody else thinks is a mystery? What do you do that everybody else has been trying to figure out how to do, and you already do it? So when you become a member of a community, and again, especially a small community. We're talking about small communities of 50 or 100 or 200. In this book, one of the kind of textbooks I use these days is called Marketing to the Social Web. And I'll put links up to all these books as we go, and you'll be able to find them and buy them on your own or buy them off my Amazon link. And guess what? I'll make a tiny amount of money from all the links where people buy these books. So I'll be posting books and book reviews and all that kind of stuff. You can do that in your community, too. That's one thing that everybody could do if you read books at all, at any rate. If you're an expert in something, you've probably read a bunch of books or seen a bunch of movies or listened to a bunch of albums or audiobooks. You learned what you know from something, and you can get paid for referring other people to your favorite restaurants or your favorite books or your favorite albums, and you get paid doing that on eBay, you get paid doing that on Amazon. There are lots and lots of ways to take the uniqueness of you find 10,000 people anywhere on the planet Earth who think what you do is unique and interesting. And now you have that 24/7 focus group. And without hitting them over the head, you just ask them, what do you think is interesting? I like this movie. I like that book. I love this restaurant. And when they start answering back, that's interesting, then you start putting together products based on the things those people have said they find interesting. And those products are initially simple things like ebooks or a bridge call like this, you know, $37, I'll do 3 phone calls on my favorite Japanese restaurants in downtown Seattle. And I'll tell you what to order and why, which sushi chef you should avoid, which one you should get, when the crowds come, what's the bus schedule. Any topic at all. You create a community around what you think is interesting. And if it's your business, if you're a marketing guy, if you're a salesperson, you know what's, you're getting paid to make something interesting. You've got office space to sell. You've got ad space to rent. You've got, you know, your product. You've got something that it's your job to sell. Great. Create a community of your clients. Just like the woman who's selling office space in Seattle, she should create a community of people who are buying office space from her. And then she should create a community of the services those people need. So pretty much everybody, I have one client who did a health and wellness expo in Florida. So she did a one-day expo. 2,000 people came, 150 booths, and 50 speakers. She immediately has 3 communities. She has the community of the 2,000 people who came. She has the community of the 150 people who bought booths from her. And she has a community of 50 speakers who flew in to speak in her venue. From that, she should be teaching the people who bought booths how to sell to her 2,000, and she should be teaching the speakers how to sell to the people who have sell their products to the people who sell booths. And this is all not sales. This is opportunities. She should be getting the speakers to talk to each other about how great and exciting it was to be in Florida and be in her venue. She should get the vendors talking to each other about the product they sell and how they sell and what worked and what didn't work so that next year they can all do even better. She should get the 2,000 people who came to join her community so they can learn about the next event. She's going to do a bunch of Christmas events. Guess what? I bet there'll be a crafts fair for holistic products. And those 2,000 people who loved her spring event will probably want to come back to the craft fair in December. Whatever you do, if you collect the people you work with into a community, you can capitalize on that community. You can reduce your marketing costs and the effectiveness of your messaging by a factor of 10 or more by creating internet-based Web 2.0 communities out of the real-world communities you already have and asking them, what can you do for them and how can you help them? Well, that's what Web 2.0 is all about, and that's what Web 2.0 community and business is going to be about. So I hope you click on the button and go and comment on this recording. There's going to be a forum where you can comment on this recording. There is join the community, and you'll be able to learn more about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So lots of cool stuff, lots of great stuff coming in April and May. The Make It Happen workshop is going to be really, really cool. So for those of you who want to become professional and get your entire community up and running in 10 weeks, that's going to be exciting. Lots more about that. There will be lower cost and other ways of doing introduction coaching and training as well. So thank you for listening. I hope you join my community so that I can help you build your community. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest. This is going to be fun. Come back, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night. Bye.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.